Suddenly she went, angry at my withdrawal, me becoming complacent after the endless enthrall. After all the wanting and the almost getting, the endless fiddle and petting, but never getting it all, even the cute Christian ethic, its safety net so nicely knitted, beginning to pull. And I looked to far horizons, a chance to stretch my legs, which then the question begs, was I too just after one thing, getting my end away? Was that all? But after the text and her pushing me away, a sleepless night and the coming of a sad, sad day, feeling beaten up and done, it began to wash back over me, our life within the sun of the closeness and warmth, opening hearts, being part, family, a sense of home, life becoming some sort of sense that I had begun to devalue, unless there was some sort of recompense of flesh and house and success, more that would make me feel less unworthy of this gift in you being blessed, and in that emptiness, knowing that this gift of you and yours is more than I could ever have asked for, and it's only the devil who wants me to reject, caught up in other demons' manipulation of the law, squashing the heart, pulling apart, distorting the mind, their selfishness, creating selfishness in us all. O Lord, help me, help us be free of the past and the fear of rotten belief in history's sick repeats, and restore in us the faith and hope, our love strong and deep, so again we can walk hand in hand, helping each other up the hill, me and you up to the summit, to your glorious view, the far-off sunlit sea and the promised land. O Lord, oh, Xiaomei, please forgive me. Oh, my darling Xiaomei, on the 14th of June 2020, I hope you hear me.